The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must
Hey, welcome back. It's the top of the second hour of National Intel Report live on Republic Broadcasting Network for Thursday, 420, or Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo 50 Radio, Patriot Nation Radio Network, or podcast. It could be whenever in the pod. You know, you think about it. If you're listening to the podcast version of this, I'm talking to future people. That's kind of cool. But anyway, as I said, the close of the last segment, we got Mr. Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance, one of my favorite sponsors of the program, and he actually showed up. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, and I'm glad to talk to future you also.
I don't know. It's just funny. It's kind of weird that I do this show and I do it live on one network, but then it rebroadcasts on two other networks at, you know, pre-recorded. And then if you think about it, it's like, well, there's also the podcast form. And anybody could listen to it at any time if they really wanted to. But anyway, there's some interesting gun stuff going on in the world, well, this week. Kind of gave you a heads up of what I saw just a second ago. Washington State has, the legislature has actually passed an assault weapons ban, and they call out, I think it was 52 or 54 or something like that, specific models of guns that will no longer be available for sale or purchase or transfer in the state of Washington. And the governor has already said they're planning to sign it, if he hasn't already. I don't know. Didn't pay that close of attention to it this morning. Wow. What do we do with that? Like,
yeah, you know, it looks a lot to me like it's political posturing with it. Because we have seen time and time again that the Supreme Court has ruled certain things can and can't be done. And yet these states, like New York State, tried similar things and then were shot down. This one is destined to go as a challenge to the Supreme Court. And we're talking on both sides, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on this, that instead of making laws that are doing this, that money could be going towards other programs to address the issues, the real root issues of the violence, which a lot of times is mental health. But they're not doing that. Instead, they're trying to take the guns away from the law-abiding citizens. And, you know, I've asked a lot of people that come at me anti-gun. I asked them to give me one example of a law-abiding citizen who used a gun to kill someone. And as of yet, they have not been able to meet that, because we need to take the guns away from the criminals, not from everyone.
Wow. I don't know what's going on. It's everything's freezing and getting weird. Like my internet's dying on me or something. Maybe the feds are coming to censor me for real this time. there's also, they don't know what they're doing as far as guns in general. So they say, you know, most of them think that AR stands for assault rifle. So my question, like, I'd really like to meet Joe Biden, say, hey, Joe, so I've got an AR-15 and I know you don't like AR-15s. You're going to try, you know, you're trying really hard to take that away from me, but I also have an AR-7. Is an AR-7 okay? Can I keep that? I would love to hear what his answer would be, because those of you that don't know, the AR-7 is the now Henry survival rifle. It's a .22 caliber semi-automatic rifle that has a 5-round magazine and like he folds up and is waterproof and stuff. It's the rifle that was made in World War II to put in the cockpit of planes so that American pilots would have a weapon if their plane crashed, because it'll even float while it's all compressed, I guess is the way to put it. So my guess is that Joe would immediately say, no, you can't have an AR-7 either, because, you know, it says AR in the front. I don't think he knows anything about it. Like, of course, AR means Armalite. It doesn't mean assault rifle.
Right. And I'm getting the same issue you are with the freezing and the jumping around. So I'll try to jump in here. I think you stopped talking for a second. And I didn't mean that in a negative way. You always have great things to say, but you know, it's funny as you're giving that, they say, you know, a lot of times, oh, well, it was designed for the military. So just because you said that the AR-7 was designed in World War II for the pilots to have something, automatically disqualifies. No one else can own one because it was designed for the military. When you and I both know that the 22 round is not that much of a threat. It can be in close contact. I wouldn't rule out a 22 necessarily. In fact, I read a recent article that for some people, especially new gun owners and inexperienced shooters, a 22 may be a better self-defense weapon than a 9mm. And they did studies and it showed that people with the 22 who are inexperienced or new gun owners got more rounds on target, a moving target, than with a 9mm. So you'd rather have some rounds hit than be wildly inaccurate with a 9mm. Right. But yeah, the AR that they stem on that, and it's always an assault rifle, and really nothing is assaultive until it's in the hands of somebody who intends for it to be used that way.
Right. Assault is a verb.
Right. And so it's interesting. I heard something recently and I don't think it will offend most of your audience, but
if it does, screw them.
But a rock in the hand of David beat Goliath, and a rock in the hand of Cain destroyed Abel. It's not the rock. It's the intent of the person holding the rock and what they're doing with it that makes the difference between whether this is a murder or whether this is something just. So it still applies. The guns are not the problem. And kissing Gonzo, I agree. You said earlier on, poverty is a significant driver of violence, not just mental health. And you're absolutely right. It's not just mental health. Mental health is a huge component. And a lot of times poverty and mental health go hand in hand because in poverty, you don't have a way to seek help. So the mental health can deteriorate even further, but you're right. And there are ways to fix this. And I don't think taking the guns away from everybody is the answer.
Well, there's a little conversation going on in the what is that, Twitch chat room over there, where somebody's, it's Obi Jaws and kissing Onzo are talking about this stream, and there's some questions going on. Yes, it is a live stream right now. Yes, I'm seeing your chat messages, and yes, I can respond to them. It's a little hard to keep up with the chat messages while doing a live show, so I do my best. If you are watching or listening Thursday night between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern time, you're probably watching the live thing. If you check it out some other time, well, then it's recorded. I don't do the resyndication thing. I don't rebroadcast my videos. They are what they are. If you're watching the video, you're watching it live, or you're watching it someplace else where it's just sitting. I don't restream it, so to speak. All right, so backing up a little bit there, Scott, you said something about, you know, law-abiding citizens who shot somebody. Well, we've had three pretty ugly instances in the last week or so of people getting shot for stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid mistakes. So let's see here. I'm trying to look over two cheerleaders in the parking lot of a Texas grocery store were shot because they got into the wrong car.
Yep.
That's one. And then on Saturday in upstate New York, a group of kids. I say kids. Anybody under 40 is a kid to me. A group of youngsters were looking for a friend's house, and they pulled into the wrong driveway. And that particular person was, tired of people turning around in their driveway. And they shot at the car and killed one of the passengers in the car. And then last Thursday, this one, surprisingly, this particular one is the only one that anybody in Washington, D.C. has mentioned. That last Thursday in Missouri, a teenager was shot when he went to the wrong house looking for his twin brothers. Would you like to take a guess as to why that's the only one that the people in Washington, D.C. are talking about?
I think I know the answer.
Okay, what? Take a guess. Go ahead.
The color of his skin?
That's right. So the teenager was 16 years old, and the man who shot him was an old white guy, 84, I think.
Yeah.
All three of those situations are horrible. The color of the skin shouldn't be in.
And I think, you know, my heart goes out to the families of all those victims. And I think, given what little I know about the people who shot at them, there's definitely some negligence on their part. And that's where, you know, rights and responsibilities. You have a responsibility if you're carrying a gun, I believe, to be well trained and to know when you can and can't use it. And in that situation, I can't think of any state where someone turning around in your driveway is justification for using deadly force.
Right. Most states, they have the castle doctrine.
Yes.
You step foot in my house after I've told you you're not allowed here, or in the middle of the night or something like that, I can shoot you.
Yes.
I can't shoot you when you're on my front porch.
Right.
I can't shoot you when you turn around in my driveway.
Yep. And I hear that a lot. I hear from people a lot say, if someone comes on my property, I'm going to shoot them. Yep. And they're not talking about in the house. They're talking about they come on my property. People have this belief that they have the right to do that. And I break it down two ways. Number one, the law in most states does not agree with you. Trespassing is never and probably never should be sole reason for using deadly force. But also the back end of it is, do you want to take a life? I was, you know my background. I was in law enforcement for two decades. I didn't want to ever take a life. And fortunately I never had to, but it was a reality of something that could happen. And you look back on it and you go, you know, most people who have taken a life, there's some, not necessarily regret, because they did it to keep themselves alive or help someone else. But there's definitely some trauma from taking the life of another.
Right.
And it's not something that people can lightly do.
Right. And so Right to Bear, the company that you're here supposedly representing, even though we don't necessarily talk about the company all that much, Right to Bear is quite possibly the only one of the carry insurance providers out there that has the psychological help after an incident.
Yes.
And also, Right to Bear is the most affordable of the carry insurance providers out there. And I can make it more affordable if you use code LIGHTHOUSE when you go to protectwithbear.com. That was not supposed to be the sponsor of this segment. The sponsor of this segment is supposed to be Romika Designs, because Mother's Day is coming up. And Romika Designs is where you can get really cool, awesome, custom laser cut, laser engraved stuff. Romika Designs.com. And he does really good work. I bought his stuff. I'm telling you, I don't put sponsors on my show that aren't products that I personally either use or endorse in one way or another. And Romika Designs, I got a beautiful laser cut framed piece of art for my beautiful wife just this past February. RomikaDesigns.com. Use the code LIGHTHOUSE. Okay, so yes, there is psychological issues when you shoot somebody. There's also psychological issues often from the person doing the shooting. You're right. You can't shoot somebody unless you have a, most states it's worded something to the effect of, reasonable fear for your own or safety or the safety of somebody else.
Yeah, I want to jump again to your messaging here. Someone's saying, would it be reasonable to increase the training and psychological awareness of gun ownership as a part of gun safety courses? I don't think here's the problem. It's such a slippery slope. And, you know, when you live in one state, like I live in Florida, Florida is very pro-gun. That's why they call it the gunshine state. Right. But when you start, what's that?
And I'm in Pennsylvania.
Yes. And Pennsylvania is pretty good, except in some of the cities. But whenever you make something that has to be done for as part of getting a gun ownership or gun safety course, whenever you make a requirement like the training and the psychological awareness, there are some states where in order to buy a handgun, you have to do 40 hours of range time or 40 hours of class time. And it has to be in a set circumstance and it has to be at least 8 hours at a time. And you look at it and you go, hey, you know what? This is designed so that most people can't do this. Who's going to be able to take a week off of work in order mm-hmm. to go get their gun license to either buy a gun or carry a gun? So anytime someone says, well, can't we just make a rule? Somebody can always overdo that rule.
Well, you also have to look at just the intent of the wording of the Constitution.
Right.
There is nothing in the U.S. Constitution more clear than shall not be infringed. Now, people will argue about the whole well-regulated militia part of it, and will argue about what is the militia, and, oh, isn't that the National Guard now? But, I mean, basically, it's, you know, well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well-regulated right. militia being necessary for the security of a free state, that's preliminary throat clearing, according to the U.S. to the U.S. United States Supreme Court. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed is a statement that stands by itself.
Right.
So you know, what's the definition of the word infringed?
Well, you know what's fun too is I recently did you've seen some of my some of my YouTube videos, and I recently was doing some I went down a rabbit hole, and I discovered that it is still federal law. So when people talk about the militia, and they say that's for the National Guard or that's for the militia, well, the militia actually by federal law, and I don't have the state statute in front of me, but the militia is any person over 17 and under 45 years of age, able-bodied, that is in basically a standby militia. So I did the video saying, you know, if you're over 17 and under 45, you're in the militia. Congratulations. Yep. As long as so when they talk about the militia is only the National Guard, there's actually two parts of it. The National Guard is A, and then any other able-bodied person 17 to 45 is B. So you are in the militia, whether you like it or not.
Right. And I think it was Mason when at the Virginia ratification debates, when they were, going to debate the ratification of the Bill of Rights at the Virginia House, was asked, who is the militia? And again, I'm pretty sure it was Mason. I get my Masons and Madison quotes mixed up sometimes. But his answer was, every able-bodied man except for a few politicians or a few elected officials.
Right, right, right. Yeah, and so that still exists. And it was last updated, I think it was 2017 is when it was last updated. So that still exists. And also, well-regulated, you know, whenever people hear, and they throw that out because I get this a lot, you know, well-regulated means that there's rules and regulations that you have to follow. And that's not what well-regulated meant. You have to remember, you have to go back 200 years, 200 plus years. Well-regulated means in order to function properly. So just like your car has a fuel regulator that allows your fuel to hit the engine at the right times, it regulates your vehicle, your engine to operate in the best way. Well-regulated means in order to operate properly or operate efficiently. So people would have guns so that if something happened and they needed to call in the militia, we didn't have to train people on how to use guns. They already had guns of their own. They knew how to use them. They could be ready at a moment's notice.
Right. They were all expected to provide their own firearms.
Exactly.
They showed up armed.
Yes.
Here's my opinion of the Second Amendment. Again, I'm a constitutional originalist. I believe that we should interpret what is written, not feed into it what we want to believe. Well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So my interpretation of that, my reading of that, is that there shouldn't be any background checks. There shouldn't be any of that stuff by law. Now, do I agree that... No, I am not trying to say that we should get rid of background checks. I am not trying to say that we should get rid of all of the federal government laws. I think background checks to buy a firearm are a good thing. But we've got thousands of firearms laws in the United States. How can they possibly be, how can they coexist with a Second Amendment that says shall not be infringed?
Right. And
I guess what I'm trying to get at is the only thing I can is it should have been, you know, over the decades, over the centuries, you know, our Constitution can be changed. There is an amendment process.
Yep. Yep. And it hasn't. And I would venture to say also, we have rules and regulations and laws on the books, like you said, but sometimes it feels like they're not being enforced. And the people who they're not being enforced against are out there committed repeated crimes. Most of the mass shooters that, especially in a school setting, if you look at that, there were a lot of red flags that popped up, things that they were saying, things that they were doing that were not properly investigated, usually by the FBI. If we could have investigated these things, if we would have done what we had to stop those events. And other times when people, you know, you see right now in New York City, people are out there with guns, with knives, they're using them. They're creating victims and they're being released back to the streets to create more victims. Enforce the laws we have right now, and we won't need to take away everyone's guns.
Well, what I keep going to is the same question. I'm sure everybody's heard it asked 1,000 times. What law could be passed that would have stopped any one of these mass shootings that has happened? And the AR-15, you know, going after the assault rifle is just ridiculous, because long guns, shotguns, rifles of all kinds combined only make up 6 or 7% of death from firearms. The other 93-94% is all handguns. But we don't talk about handguns, because the last time that American politicians went after handguns, they got their clock cleaned in the next election.
Right.
Right. Well, Misty in Kansas on line one. Welcome to the show, Misty.
Hi, guys. Great show.
Shoot, never mind. Hold on, Misty. My bad. I didn't realize at the time we're like a minute from break. So
okay, that's cool.
Hold on until after the break. Sorry about that. Scott, I normally only book you for the first half hour or for a half an hour at a time. You want to stick around and deal with Misty's question on the other side of the break, or do you got to run?
Nope, I'll be here.
Awesome. So, in summary, guns are not the bad, evil, vicious things that our politicians want us to think they are. Guns are tools like hammers or circular saws, both of which can kill people just like firearms. All right, it's break time. We'll be back in 3 minutes. On the other side of the break, we're still going to have Mr. Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back to the show. It's the final segment, and where are we? We're back with Scott Thompson. We've been talking about gun control and stuff, but first, we have a phone caller on hold that stuck around for the break. Misty in Kansas on line one. Welcome. Thank you for holding over the break.
Oh, you're welcome. Want to ask, are y'all familiar with Tench Cox, who is well-versed on the second article? His comment about the second article.
No, I'm not familiar with those his comments.
Oh, you're not? Well, this is interesting. This is what he says, and it says, who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress has no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The unlimited power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers, not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in the right to keep and bear their private arms. The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. So I know a lot of people call it the Second Amendment. I call it the Second Article because it's a body of law. But that was his statements when the Bill of Rights was being put together as a body of law.
Right, but it's much like the Mason quote that I paraphrased. When asked who the militia is, he said, primarily every able-bodied man, except for a few officials, a few government officials. What I find funny is over here in the chat. First off, I want to say thank you to Obi Jaws for listening from the UK. I greatly appreciate that. Love being heard around the world. But Obi and Kisigonzo both seem to think that we need to work on the Second Amendment and that guns are just too easily accessible in the United States right now. And, well, that flies right in the face of the purpose of the Second Amendment, as Misty just spelled out. The idea of our Second Amendment is not so that I can, you know, shoot a mugger. It's not so I can go hunting. It's not so that I can, you know, defend my house if somebody breaks in. The right, our Second Amendment is there so that we can stand up against our government. The Second Amendment, if you believe the legend of Admiral, what's his name? The Japanese Admiral. I want to say Hirohito, but that's not it. The Japanese Admiral who said, we can't invade the U.S. mainland. There would be a rifle behind every blade of grass. That's why we have a Second Amendment. Look at the countries that used to have guns that no longer have guns. And what happened during the COVID nonsense, for example. You know, Australia and New Zealand both gave up their guns, and they went COVID nuts. They were locking citizens in basically concentration camps. I don't think that would fly here in a country where, what do we have? 100 million, 200 million people that own firearms?
Yep. And real quick, to go to Kisten Gonzo's comment about it would be whether it would be sufficient to defend against any American military, government, or local police in 2023. And I've talked about this at depth, and I have family members that are in the military or have been in the military. And absolutely 100%, the American people who are armed would defeat the American military. Because absolutely. You have to remember, a good portion of the American military would never attack their own brothers and sisters. They would never attack on our American soil. So you already are taking out a good portion of the American military. Plus, if the American military were to attack, and this isn't necessarily the topic we're going, but if the American military were to attack the United States, they can't use all of their resources towards the United States, because that would, the minute that happens, Russia, China, some of these other countries are going to look to invade at our weakest, and right. They're going to look to come in. So we have to have enough outliers of our military that's still protecting us from. So, and you can say that that's a big one. Being in law enforcement for 20 years and having connections to the military, it time and time again, I'm talking about special forces people have told me, we're not going to attack Americans. It's just not going to happen.
But let's pretend for a minute that they would. We got a president up here that says, well, you need F-15s and nukes to take on the American military. Did the Taliban have F-15s and nukes?
Right. And look at what Ukraine's
doing. North Vietnamese have F-15s and nukes?
Right. And look what Ukraine's doing to Russia right now. Russia was supposed to have a military on par with the Americans. And nope, we're glitching again.
Yeah, I know. It's just the fact that there are so many Americans that have firearms is what keeps our government at least a little bit in check. Yeah. Hey, Misty, thank you very much for the call. I greatly appreciate it. I love the quote. Thank you for reading that.
Thank you.
We got Harley in Indiana on line 3. Harley, welcome to the show.
Yes, I just wanted to comment real quick. You know, they speak about state citizenship and U.S. citizenship, and U.S. citizens actually have no constitutional rights. That has been ruled by the Supreme Court in 1968 that U.S. citizens have no rights. And they gave them rights at that time up through the Eighth Amendment. Ninth and Tenth does not apply to them.
Okay. Give me a case.
Yes.
Give me the case so I can research it.
I wish I could. Right off, I can't. I will I'll try to get it and call it back in.
But right, I appreciate it.
But the other thing is, when you get down to it, you know, state citizens have all the rights because that's where your liberty lies. And I just happened to pick up a copy for the draft in the post office. If you look on the back, it lists in there state department, I never heard it before, Department of State and U.S. citizens. I'm curious what that is. But I was going to say, yes, when in World War II, Japan tried to invade the Oregon coast, and they were met on the Oregon coast with a whole bunch of militiamen, and they decided they could not invade America. It was impossible. And then I just like to comment real quick. I think, really, who needs to be on the southern border? The state should be calling up the militia, because that's who should do it. And the way to stop the border invasion is just to mow them down. Let them lay and let the buzzards eat them. After a little while, people come across the border is going to see all them bones over there and see all the vultures, and they'll get the idea. It'll stop.
Well, that's an opinion.
Yeah, it is opinion. It's mine. And I think it's all correct.
Right, thank you for your call, Harley.
All right.
Hey, going back to Obi-Jaws, I think you might be a little misconstrued about how easily it is to buy weapons in the United States. According to your comment, you like, you know, have them in public buildings where people are trained, but not a shop where you can buy bacon shoes and an assault rifle. First off, there is no such thing as an assault rifle. It's a made-up term by anti-gun people. And second off, there is not a store in the country, anywhere in the United States, where you can buy bacon and shoes and an assault rifle or any other rifle without going through an FBI federal background check. It is not as easy as people outside of the United States seem to think. As a matter of fact, there was a while back, a reporter, this was a hilarious story. If I would have known we were going to be spending this much time on it, I would have found the video of it. A reporter wanted to prove that it was so easy to buy a gun. And they went to their local Walmart that sold firearms, which Walmart doesn't even sell handguns anymore or handgun ammunition, and only long guns. And they, I don't think they sell any semi-automatic long gun. I don't know. Anyway, they've gotten really picky about what they will or won't sell. Anyway, this reporter shows up at their local Walmart and wants to buy a gun. And I don't know, forgot his ID or something. So he had to leave. And he comes back and he and the address that he wrote on the background check form had on his ID. And the person behind the counter is like, nope, sorry, do it. And he was like, but I just moved. And he was like, I don't care. I can't do
Can you hear me? Okay, you can hear me. I can't hear anything.
Hey, Scott, this is Mike in the control room here at RBN. This happened with Peter last week.
Yeah. Okay.
He may have to reset his equipment again. I don't know if you can hear us. I think he can hear us.
I can. I hear you.
Yeah, I think Peter can hear us too.
Yep.
Looks like he's working on it.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're still losing you, Peter. We don't have any audio coming from you. We'll see what we can do. We'll try to hang out here for a little bit.
How about now?
There we go.
I can hear you now.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on with my equipment. This is 2 weeks in a row that my freaking audio and video and everything is freezing. I don't know what's going on. And it's really, really ticking me off. When I started having glitches, 3 weeks ago, I stopped doing Wi-Fi and ran a hard wire to my computer, and that's still not doing it. Maybe I just need to buy a freaking computer. Anyway, another phone call. Tom in Utah, line one. Welcome to the show.
Hey, we may have a weapon behind every blade of grass, but do we have a able-bodied statesman behind the weapon? That's my concern.
Yeah, that is a problem. I mean, clearly with the three, I don't know if you listened earlier, we talked about the three shootings that all happened because of just innocent mistakes people made. There are some concerns with that, definitely.
Yeah, we have a lot of people, but do they have the wits to be a responsible soldier, whatever you want to call it, defender of the faith, so to speak? We can have all these weapons, but we've got to have able-bodied statesmen, clear-headed, rational, and physically able.
And trained.
Uh-huh.
That's something that...
With people like Bo Greitz or with Richard Mack, and I look around now, I'm 82, and say, where have all our statesmen gone? We may have a crap load of weapons, but we don't have a crap load of soldiers anymore. And we need them desperately. Our kids, we've kind of spoiled our kids. We didn't think that they had to go to battle. So we didn't prepare them for any battle or, how to say, political decisions that we need to have happen now. Anyway, that's my nickel's worth. We need the statesman behind the weapon.
I agree. We do need the statesman. We need people that understand the severity and the responsibility. All rights come with a counterbalance responsibility.
Responsibility. Yep. You got it. And yep. That means keeping yourself fit. How many of us could pass PT or... even make our way through a infiltration course like we did back in the 50s or 60s.
Oh, I couldn't pass my basic training PT test again.
Well, I don't want to be in the foxhole with you then, do I?
I mean, I did basic training in 1991. I'm a little older now. I could do that again.
Well, I'm a little older than you. I'm 82. But
yeah, that's a little older than me, yes.
Like I say, I was with a gathering with Bo Greitz, with Richard Mack, with Cleon Skouse, and a whole bunch of statesmen in Utah. I was actually sitting with Eustace Mullins, and I said, look around in this room. If they turned off the supply of medication, a third of these men would be disabled. They'd be in the foxhole clutching their own chest. They wouldn't have to be fired upon. They would just simply be, how do you say, suicided. So I said, we need to get our brethren, our men back into shape and or prepare our youngsters for to cover for us.
I completely agree. Over in the Twitch video chat room, Marcus Aurelius was my favorite philosopher king. That was a follow-up from We Need a Philosopher King, if it's possible. So that goes back to having the citizen soldier behind the statesman behind that firearm. Thank you very much for your call. Greatly appreciate it. Have a fabulous night, Tom. I carry a firearm pretty much every time I walk out of my house. It's on my hip, and I do it not just to protect me, but also to protect those around me. The world is going freaking crazy. Everywhere I go, I'm looking for the point of egress. Where could the danger be coming from? And making a plan in my head. And I hate the fact that I feel the need to do that every day now.
Yep. And you know, for 20 years being in law enforcement, you know, it was kind of my job to be extra alert and wanting to take care of everyone. It's disappointing that in 20 years, how far kind of backwards we've gone, rather than forward, as a country. And now I'm an alien to someone, which is, that's okay. We have different opinions and different views. But that's what's great about this country and OBJAWS, England as well. Is that we can voice those opinions. And when we do it in a way that's respectful of others, we can all get along. Unfortunately, respect of others is kind of gone wayside the last few years. And everyone just wants to stomp their feet and hold their breath and scream the loudest why their opinion is better than someone else's.
Absolutely.
And that's unfortunate.
The whole left-right paradigm, my side, your side, it's ridiculous. Especially, man, I think it was last week, 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. One of the guests, Brent Hamachek, one of his books, he was talking about where the left-right paradigm really came from. And it was just freaking hilarious. Quick summary recap of it. So the left-right thing came from the French court, basically. You know, the left side was the common man. The right side was the nobility. And those terms kind of stuck around for a little while, you know, common people, nobility people, left, right. They didn't really go anywhere. And then the communists, you know, they showed up and the communists kind of proudly embraced the term being left. Okay, fine. So they're on the left. The communists are on the left. And then World War II happens. And here we are in the United States, you know, the great republic. And we have to ask the commies for help, the USSR. We need the Russians to help us during World War II. Well, how do we justify in our own heads asking the commies to help us? It's, well, how you do that is, since the commies are on the left, we'll paint the enemy as being on the right, the fascists and the Nazis. We'll paint them as being right wing. That way the left wing commies and the right wing Nazis, and oh, you know, now everybody's happy. But if you have to really sit down and look at ideology of commie versus fascism versus Nazi, they're, you know, one degree of separation difference between them. So it's the entire left-right construct is just made up, fanciful garbage.
Yep, I agree. And if we would put the left and right side away, I've said this before too, you know, if we would say right now, whatever laws are in place, we're going to keep in place. And we're going to enforce them. And we're not going to try to go either way. We're not going to try to increase gun rights from the right. We're not going to try to decrease gun rights from the left. And all of that lobbying money that would have been spent in those 5 years and put them towards the mental health and the poverty and the root causes, we would get further ahead than just taking the guns away. Because most people don't know this. Interesting little tip. The largest mass casualty at a school was not committed with a gun.
Oh,
it was in, I believe, the 50s, and it was with a series of bombs that were placed in the school that blew up the school, blew up sections of the school, killing far more people than have ever been in a single mass shooting. And that's my fear. When I look at it, if you look at it, let's take Las Vegas for a moment. And again, I think we've talked about this, Pete, but the shooting that happened at the Las Vegas concert several years ago was everyone who died, everyone who was injured, it's an absolute tragedy, and I pray for them and their families. But when you look at it and you break it down, there were less than 100 people that were killed and injured, I believe. And there were thousands of rounds. Overall, guns are typically not, especially, you know, in these shooting situations, it sucks when people die. But when you find out that hundreds of rounds were used to get six people dead, guns are pretty inefficient.
Right.
And my fear is that when the guns go away, if the cause that makes someone want to take the life of someone else at a school or at a church or in a mall or anywhere else, if we don't address that feeling, then you're going to get people who now go to those places with bombs and kill more people.
Well, guns have been everywhere in our country since we were a country, but we didn't have all of this crazy mass shootings and murders and stuff. That's all relatively recent.
Really? In the last 25 years.
Right. So what's changed? Well,
right.
Mental health is what's changed. There's, was it 30% or more of American citizens are on mental health meds?
Yep. And so some of them are on mental health.
Anyone goes and does shootings, clearly has mental problems. So, yeah, mental health is the problem.
Yes. It's a big factor.
Anyway, video seems to be frozen again. So that's a good point for me to say, hey, look, I apparently need some new equipment. So help me out. Go to liberty-lighthouse.com and go to the shop, buy a t-shirt, buy some bumper stickers. I don't know, donate, buy my books. I've written two books. Buy those. Help me out. I need a couple of bucks. Apparently, I need something, and I haven't figured out what it is yet.
And go to protectwithbear.com and use promo code Liberty. Or no, excuse me, Lighthouse.
Scott.
Lighthouse. And that will help him out as well.
Yeah. And go to write to Bear or protectwithbear.com and use the code Lighthouse. I've got to figure out what's going on. This is really frustrating. This is like 2 weeks in a row when my video stream keeps freezing and I don't know what the problem is. I feel very unprofessional.
Can you hear me at all?
I can hear you.
All right.
I hear you fine.
All right. Well, maybe we'll get that fixed. We'll work on that. But thank you again for having me on here. I think we're just about out of time. And thank you again for having me and Right to Bear on here. And thank you for – this was, you know, probably one of my favorite ones so far. We've had some really good engaging dialogue and not always agreeing with everything, but we've done it respectfully. So I appreciate those of you who were respectful in your disagreements, or you're trying to understand from the other side. That's what it's all about. We could be a much better country if more people could engage like that.
Absolutely. And thank you very much. Thank you, Scott, for coming on as you do every month. I appreciate that. Thank you for sticking around longer than usual too. I
no worries.
I don't like to spend an hour on firearms usually because it causes ugliness in the chat room over there, but there's a bunch of people. You've all been very polite in the video chat rooms. I greatly appreciate that. If y'all want to join the video chat room, that's, you know, twitch.tv/bserafine and all that kind of stuff. I greatly appreciate it very much. About 3 minutes before commercial break, you want to tell us real quick, Right to Bear, why should we go there?
Well, Right to Bear is a legal defense for self-defense program. And one of the things that we do, in addition to providing attorneys for you start to finish on any criminal and civil action, if you've had to use force, is we also focus on helping you get more training so that you use force only when it's absolutely necessary. We don't want you to just be a gunslinger who's going out there looking for problems. We want our members to be people that are trained, that can identify the situation. And I always, as I do my personal trainings, I always tell people that 99% of the time you will make a better witness than a participant. You know, if we can train you to get out of the situation before you need to use force, then things will be better for you in all aspects. So we'll provide the attorneys for you start to finish on any criminal or civil action for about $11 a month. And when you go to protectwithbear.com and you use Lighthouse as your code, you'll also get a free month, basically 10% off. If you get a discount for adding a spouse or partner, they'll also get 10% off. So it's a great program, and I hope to have more of you come on board and learn how to be a responsible, lawful gun owner.
Well, thank you very much. I'm a member. You should be one, too.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Have a good night, Scott. Thanks again. Somebody over in, it's a pair from YouTube asking about what my Twitch is. It's Twitch, twitch.tv/PSERREFINE. It's my first initial last name, P. Seraphine. Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. Oh, man. Been a lot of fun, even through the challenges. If you're listening live on Republic Broadcasting Network, stay tuned for Edge of Darkness with Jeffrey Bennett. Thanks to our guest for joining us this evening. Thanks to Mike, the producer. Couldn't do the show without you. Thank you, the listeners and callers. Until next week, protect your liberties. Once they're gone, there's no getting them back. God bless America. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Protests inside the Tennessee State Capitol yesterday raised some questions. I'm Peter Serfine with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Protesters swarmed the Tennessee State Capitol building yesterday as votes were being taken to expel three Democrat members of the State House. The vote to expel these three Democrats is because last week those three joined in another protest inside the Capitol building. That protest disrupted the proceedings of the legislature. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Should elected officials be removed because they protested and disrupted the proceedings? One thing I definitely noticed is that nobody is reporting on this storming of the state capitol as an insurrection. 1,000 people have been prosecuted for storming a Capitol building and disrupting an official proceeding on January 6, 2021. How is this any different? Oh, because these protesters want gun control. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Cephas Pashem, Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.